broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 30th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, the blueprint for liberty. And yes, indeed, we're convinced the checks and balances are brilliant. And one of the great ways to restore the republic, we reject revolution but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. It is still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. And while you're there, if you believe free radio is of value to you, donate today. Would be grateful if you would. The question was asked to the New York Times, or no, USA Today. Hey, why do airlines still have ashtrays in the bathrooms when it's illegal to smoke on planes? Well, it's basically government regulation. That's why. The United States and the European governments both have regulations that force ashtrays to be in non-smoking planes. It's been that way since the 60s. Strange, huh? All right, for 132 years, ladies and gentlemen, Coca-Cola has made their living, or made their business, non-alcoholic. Non-alcoholic beverages, but no longer will that be true. They're moving into alcohol sales soon. Again, more of a tragedy, in my opinion, as we move towards government-backed addictions, if you will. We talked about a Virginia rep by the name of Tom Garrett. He says he will not seek re-election. Has nothing to do with the fact that he mistreated his staff members claim. Has everything to do with the fact that he's an alcoholic and he's seeking treatment. And I think that's horrible, but our prayers are that Tom gets some help. We certainly believe that he can repent and he can change, and we pray that opportunity he takes true, full advantage of. Reparations Happy Hour invites white people to pay for drinks. New York Times reports this. I think this is a very strange situation. White people are asked to pay for anybody else's drinks but whites. They're going to meet at a bar. They're going to go in there and discuss how to move towards more reparations for white people because of slavery. White people are asked to pay for drinks, giving folks that walk in $10. Might be a token amount, they claim, but hey, it sets the stage for a true discussion. The problem is white people are asked to pay for the drinks but not invited to the event. It's just weird, folks. You can be racist against white people, but any white people stand up and it's wrong. I think all racism is wrong, ladies and gentlemen. I think all sexism is wrong. I think all abuse to one another is wrong. Of course, I can't even bring it up. Now they mock white people and say, white people won't candidly discuss race. Then I do, and they call me a racist. Wow, Starbucks temporarily shuts 8,000 stores for 4 hours to conduct what they call racial bias training. I think it was a racist agenda to even do that, folks. Wow. You know, we're all God's children. Why don't we start acting like it? It's that simple of a discussion. We don't need 4 hours with 8,000 stores to discuss it. Why don't we just realize we're all God's children and everybody should be able to celebrate their own heritage? Everybody should be able to freely associate with whoever they choose. And everybody should be kind to one another. Imagine an idea like that. All right, there's a guy by the name of Charles Blow. He's a New York Times columnist. And he declares Donald Trump a, quote, white supremacist. I guess it's official now, huh? Donald's a white supremacist because Charles at the New York Times says so. What is a white supremacist anyway? I mean, a lot of these discussions and these racial constructs, you know, they're man-made manipulations, folks. I mean, I don't even know before the 30s and 40s if people knew what a racist was. What about an Aryan nation or a superior race? Who was working on that? Ah, Hitler in bed with the United States government. Yeah, that's who. They were working on the eugenics movement. Now, they jettisoned Hitler, but they took the program underground. It's still continuing today, folks. Wow. All I can tell you is I agree with this guy by the name of E.W. Jackson, Virginia senatorial candidate. He launches TV ads, and he says, I'm not an African-American. I'm an American. His goal is not to jettison his heritage or to pretend that he's not black. His goal is to say, let's quit dividing us on so many fault lines. Let's stand together for the principles that made America great and that can make America great again. That's E.W. Jackson's message, and I agree with this gentleman. Absolutely. All right, a gal, I guess, slipped a note to a veterinarian saying that her boyfriend was holding her captive. Long story short, I'm glad she got free from slavery. See, we got modern-day slavery going on from those of us who are all abused by the IRS. Right on down. When's Donald going to get rid of the IRS, huh? Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. We talked about a family, and they were up in their attic kind of rummaging around, and they found a vase or a vase worth $600,000. You got to dig that. We also talked about a town got sued for issuing literally 3 tickets per hour, day and night, collecting millions of dollars, writes Bob Unruh. Is that a form of slavery? Just write false tickets to prop up your budgetary local problems? Just ticket everybody to death? Turn everybody into criminals? Is that a form of slavery? All right. Can't talk about slavery unless it's white reparations, huh? Shoppers, I guess, ended up stepping over the bodies. What are we talking about? We're talking about grocery stores. I guess this Mr. Hogg, this whacked out teenager that's supposedly self-directed but funded by big money, he literally is coaxing folks to go into stores, lay down on the ground for public protests. And I guess shoppers are having to step over these bodies. They call it a die-in. But no one's dying. Very strange stuff. But that's, again, the loony left just goes absolutely psychotic. I mean, they're unhinged. They're crazy. We talked about the campaign contributor helped Barack Hussein and his wife ink the Netflix deal. So you know Barack's going to be going on Netflix, right? Wow, the revolving door is just amazing, even with the new media, huh? We talked about the FBI telling us to reboot our home or office routers to stop Russian malware. Well, I don't think it'll stop it. Might be a temporary fix, but it isn't a long-term fix. Look, ladies and gentlemen, political campaigns get hacked. The Pentagon gets hacked. Banks get hacked. Credit card companies get hacked. You're not going to stop from being hacked. The only real question left is, are you more worried about the Russian government or your own government spying on you? Eh? Just wondering. We talked about life with Big Brother. Europe pushes ban on plastic straws and Q-tips. They say this is serious. We got to attack the source, which is production of those darn Q-tips and those straws. We're going to fix things. No more plastic for you people. You're going to ruin the environment. I wonder if Al Gore uses straws. The Palestinian Authority is in the news. Desperate for American cash to survive. But when the U.S. cuts off funding, it reacts with violence, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Joseph Farah, the G2 Bulletin, breaks it all down just for you, WND.com. But I'm telling you right now, why are we funding the Palestinian Authority and also funding Israel? Why are we funding both sides of that fiasco, huh? Most wars, we end up funding and training and arming both sides. Did you know that, ladies and gentlemen? We're one of the biggest arms dealers in the world. You comfortable with that, with your money? Ron Paul and Rand Paul and others wisely warned we got to jettison a lot of this foreign aid, and boy, is that spot on. They ditched pricey home ownership for a small house on wheels, and they love it. Incredible story about some of these expensive municipalities like California and New York. The taxes are so egregious. The cost of homes are so out of this world that these folks just jettisoned all that and got a little tiny house. They love it. Taxes are lower, and people are fleeing these out of control, overregulated, expensive municipalities in droves, folks. The IRS is warning states not to circumvent state and local tax cap. My response, shut down the unconstitutional IRS and problem solved. But of course, Donald doesn't have the guts to get that done. He's going to give us a token lowering taxes and call that good for the Republicans. Will it be enough to save them in November? Time will tell. We talked about Mr. Dellingpole. Why Congress should not trust climate experts. Well, because they lie. That's why. Anyway. Donald Trump supports Toni Lorem after a woman throws a drink at her. See, I told you that's what alcohol does. It's out of control, folks. I'm not saying the government should prohibit alcohol. I am saying the government should not participate in the spoils of alcohol without a control taxation. I mean, the government gets incredible tax dollars from cigarettes and alcohol and marijuana and all kinds of stuff. Gambling, right? The government gets a big piece of all the pie of the societal ills. We got to make America great again, folks. We got to turn people away from addictions, turn people to God. We need to really work on promoting God, family, and country, folks. We really need to consider the protection of life, liberty, and property as a key component to making America great again. All right, there's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. It is still available at libertyroundtable.com, on demand at your fingertips. If you have the heart to help and want to donate to help this radio network grow, we would love every penny. We don't need your funding for our livelihoods, folks. We have day jobs. But we could use every penny to grow our presence in the media and tell the tale of liberty. If we bring value to you in the news the networks refuse to use, we cover, then please reciprocate and donate today. LibertyRoundTable.com for this talk show. LibertyNewsRadio.com for incredible talk shows around the clock on Liberty News Radio Network. Donate today at either site, and we would be grateful for your support financially. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media and to give you more and more and more coverage. More and more talk shows, less commercials, more crowdfunded, more people-funded, more American-funded support of what we do. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for those who have donated and who keep us on the air today. Without you, we wouldn't even be here. We're grateful. News the networks refuse to use today in seconds on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use on your radio. I guess there's a summer wind Kurt wants to tell us about. Kurt?
A summer wind? Is that what
wind,
it was?
W-I-N.
Or summer sir. Wind. Okay, sorry.
Like as opposed to a loss.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. Yeah, the headline from the Breitbart Boys Summer Win says, Trump exempts outfitters on federal land from Obama regulation. I guess over the Memorial Day weekend, they call it the unofficial start of summer. I don't know what the official start is, but anyway. President Trump ordered relief from an Obama-era regulation that harm the guides and outfitters who provide seasonal tours on the nation's waterways. I guess, you know, there's more details to it, but it was an executive order. And, you know, before, you know, it talks about the one that was put in before by Obama that established a minimum wage for contractors. And, you know, in other words, it was just more regulation, more red tape and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, he's basically just saying, hey, seasonal recreation workers have irregular work schedules, a high incidence of overtime pay, and an unusually high turnover rate. You know, instead of forcing them to follow some federal regulations, they kind of said, hey, you guys just handle this yourself. I mean, imagine that, Sam. Almost kind of like the way it would have been with George Washington.
Yeah, and in my mind, this is good and bad. It's good that Donald's doing this because we need to unwind a lot of these abusive regulations. It's sad that Congress doesn't back the president, Kurt. And so, you know, a lot of these things have to be done by executive order. And I know a lot of the abuses have been done by executive order. And so I get some of this, right? I'm a little bit concerned, though, that you know what, the Republican-held Congress, they're not really backing Donald. 90% of what's been done that I would call good, Donald's had to do by himself, Kurt. So I'm not at all attacking Donald or claiming that it's sad that it's done. I'm claiming that there's not the support the president really needs to make this, I don't know what the words would be, unilateral and a cross-section support to really see where America stands and things. President Trump has had to do all this stuff by himself, Kurt, that I can see.
Well, with that amazing leadership and the tremendous liberty kind of force that McConnell and Ryan provide, you can see why, Sam.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... If the House were led by somebody like, well, there's so many, you know, well, I was going to say there's so many options, but there's not so many options, you know. You could have 10 or less guys that you could pick in the House out of 435, and in the Senate, you know, probably, five or less, or maybe three or less that you'd choose to
Unfortunately, I agree.
McConnell's place.
And the reason I bring it up is not to be negative. I bring it up because we the people, if we decided to get involved and put our money where our mouth is and run for office and do the things that it would take, we could turn this around, Kurt. Now, I know some would tell me, oh, Sam, you'll always be a day late and a dollar short. And my response is not if enough of us get involved. That isn't true. The problem is there's just not enough of us. We're doing great work with a very few, like-minded patriots that really move the needle. All right, Donald Trump, Mexico and Canada are very spoiled with NAFTA. Kurt, they say he's running out of time negotiating NAFTA.
Well, you know, at least, he's basically saying they're spoiled. And I think, you know, that's pretty much the case because typically what we've seen is, you know, our guys have basically just handed over the, I guess you could say, the keys to the store whenever it came to, all these negotiations. And he's saying, the headline from Breitbart, Mexico and Canada very spoiled with NAFTA. I mean, it basically tells the story. And I do believe that you're going to get more and more, you know, I guess you could say fair trade when it comes to these issues. And that, I think, bodes well for, everybody, Sam. When you have fair trade, that means, you know, about the same thing going on between countries. I mean, that's a good thing. He went on to say Mexican and Canadian demands were not fair to the American worker. He would continue tough negotiations. The Breitbart piece says negations. I don't think that's what they mean, but negotiations with them. Trump promised that auto workers and auto companies would be pleased with the results. They say the biggest sticking points in the NAFTA talks are these negotiations over auto imports and manufacturing. He says, I will tell you in the end, we'll win big, So
well, and you know, I hope he does win big, Kurt. Yeah. I think that there's a little bit of a problem articulating this to the American people, because I think this is much more simple, you know. And Donald has Twitter, and that's maybe the only way he can get the word out, because the mainstream press is so hostile. But I think that this trade issue is simple. We don't believe in free trade, period. End of paragraph, done. The Founding Fathers never agreed with free trade. The Founding Fathers never agreed that it should be a one-way, you know, let American prosperity just, you know, export overseas, if you will, incredible trade deficits. Trade was designed to reject isolationism, to bring people together, to let goods and services cross borders, not soldiers. And the goal was to have diplomatic relations with countries and to reward countries who embraced free market principles, who embraced what made America the greatest economic engine ever known, and then to reject or penalize countries who violated those rules, who violated the level playing field and the appropriate somewhat protectionism that's necessary when governments subsidize their, you know, citizenry, or when unfair trade practices are put in place. It's to penalize those people. And then most importantly, it's to create a little bit of a tax, a little bit of a service fee to say, hey, we want to pay for the proper role of our limited government. That's what allows the level playing field. That's what allows the greatest economic engine in the world to exist. And therefore, there's a little bit of a cost to do that. It's not high. It's not abusive. It's not belligerent. That's what we need. Otherwise, it's on the backs of the American citizens. However, you know what? All Donald needs to say is we're going to mirror every tariff from every country everywhere. And we'll talk about changing that over time if we get fair negotiated trade. So, you know what? China, how are they going to complain when they, if they say, well, you got too high a tariffs? We say, all we've done is matched your tariffs, China. All we've done is matched your tariffs, such and such country. How is it too high? All we're doing is matching your, and that's the easiest way to explain it to folks, Kurt. Hey, if China wants to lower their tariffs, so will we. Pretty simple stuff in my mind, Kurt, but it's lost in the minutiae of the mainstream press manipulation, in my opinion. Donald's right on this. He's not right if he creates tariffs too high, though. If he matches to demonstrate the absurd by being absurd a little bit to highlight and underscore the point, then we're getting somewhere. But if he just puts high taxes or high tariffs on other nations, at some point it'll backfire against him if he's not careful, because it's not the right intention of the founders. Having tariffs at the borders is legitimate. What reasons do you have them there, and how do you articulate that's kind of the question. For example, Mexico and Canada are very spoiled with NAFTA. They were also very spoiled with the special privileges Donald gave them. Right, Kurt? He gave them some exceptions, right? The problem is time's about out and the exceptions are about to expire. What's he going to do next? That's what I mean by when you don't pitch this right, it kind of gets you in a little bit in a corner, because you have a hard time articulating it against the hostility of the mainstream press. Time will tell what's going to happen here, Kurt, and I don't want a trade war. I don't think that's what the Founding Fathers ever intended. But they did toss the tea in the harbor to make a legitimate point about abusive taxation from foreign entities where there's no representation. Trade's similar. We don't control these countries. We don't breach their sovereignty, or at least we shouldn't. But we do need to appropriately reward those who embrace the free market. And we need to penalize those who don't. And the goal is to create a level playing field and to pay for the proper role of limited government. And as far as I understand, that's the goal. The hard part is to articulate that goal, Kurt. Any other comments on this one?
No.
All right, Wyoming's in the news.
Wyoming. Let's see, Wyoming, I remember seeing something about Wyoming. What was it?
I guess the courts are in the news. They have tech behind cryptocurrency in an effort to entice businesses to go to Wyoming. So what, they're getting into the cryptocurrency over there in Wyoming, Kurt, or what?
Well, yeah, it's, I mean, it's basically, you know, something that they can do. Probably it's a little cooler state, so you can keep those computers a little cooler. But yeah, they're trying to entice them to come.
We'll talk about it in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt on your radio. I think they ought to use honest money, biblical weights and measures, constitutional currency, gold and silver to bring folks and entice them. But, you know, hey, it's, at least it's a start, folks. Hold on.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Sir Galahad, what seems to be the problem?
Well, it's just not working.
She's been very unrealistic.
Really?
Ever since he rescued me from the dragon, we've been drifting apart.
That's not true.
We were supposed to live happily ever after.
Now, this isn't a fairy tale.
At first, he was gallant and chivalrous, opening doors for me, holding my chair, taking my arm.
All right, I'm not as young as I used to be.
He simply isn't the man who swept me off my feet.
Well, you're not as young as you used to be.
Mr. Sir Galahad, maybe if you started by just holding Mrs. Sir Galahad's hand when you're together.
Really?
Yes, try it.
Okay.
All right,
go on. Take her hand. Careful, little oil.
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Now, look into each other's eyes. That's right. Raise your visor.
Oh, they're blue, dear.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Yeah, the Wyoming courts are trying to use technology. They're hoping to get into the cryptocurrency to attract business. I guess that's
well,
a start,
really,
Kurt.
It's not the court, though. It's not the court. You know how you do the courting? You know, remember the old days of courting, like you court your wife or whatever?
Oh, courts. So all right.
That's what's really going on
so
here.
So they're courting Wyoming these people. They're trying to create a, well, maybe it's kind of like NAFTA, Kurt. It's just kind of like internally.
Yeah, they're courting these cryptocurrency or these tech businesses.
Nice.
And the way they're doing it, Sam, is basically they're offering them good deals. They're kind of offering them freedom. In other words,
I'm for the courting as long as they're not giving special privileges, Kurt. Pulling the lever of government in the favor of the few at the expense of those who are already there, kind of a thing.
They say for example, Blockchain Gang LLC, Crypto Cowboy, something Blockchain LLC, based on the names of dozens of new companies registering to set up shop in Wyoming, the state's effort to lure the latest tech craze appears to be paying off. They say proponents say blockchain or the ledger, where transactions of digital currencies like Bitcoin are recorded, could be the kick in the pants Wyoming needs to attract tech businesses and diversify its economy beyond fossil fuels.
Now, what do you think of this?
By the way, up in Wyoming, another thing they have is cows, Sam.
They got cows. They better get rid of those.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, they say
unnecessary eaters.
How many of these new businesses will get off the ground? It's kind of like the. Well, anyway, I don't go there. But off the ground in Wyoming or anywhere else, time will tell. The story says, so far only a small fraction of them exist as more than electronic paperwork. They say Wyoming is willing to find out. In March, the governor up there, Mr. Matt Mead, signed 4 blockchain-friendly bills that arguably make the least populated state friendlier to the technology than any other. Now, Sam, there's a few other states that are trying to do a little bit more blockchain-friendly laws. You got Arizona and Tennessee, I guess, are working on that. They say one potential problem in Wyoming under the U.S. Constitution's Supremacy Clause, blockchain tokens sooner or later are likely to be regulated by federal law and the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission.
Not to mention the private consortium of banks called the Federal Reserve Card.
Good point, Sam. They never mentioned
constitutional gold and silver in this story either, do they, Kurt?
Well, you know, it's rather lengthy, Washington Post piece, and yet I don't see anything about that, when that's the, quote, law of the land.
So what do you think, Kurt? You think there's going to be an economic, kick in the derriere for Wyoming there, Kurt?
Well, I think it's going to be hard to get guys that live in California and kind of like when they're having a rough weather, it gets like to 60 to head to Wyoming.
When you say 60, you mean minus 60, Kurt?
No, I mean like 60 degrees, you know what I mean? That's when you get rough weather there in California. To get them to move to Wyoming where you get, like you said, minus 60.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. We'll see. But anyway, it's just interesting to me that states, just like stores, ladies and gentlemen, if a store has a huge amount of apples and they want to sell them, a lot of times they're really smart when they lower the price of their apples.
Whoa, what are they thinking?
And if states, like, say, Wyoming has the fewest number of people, they might attract more people.
That's right.
Lowering the price.
I wish they'd make gold and silver legal tender.
Yeah,
again.
I agree.
Instead of being hostile to the supreme law of the land in that regard and all that. But, it's a start. Yeah. I just think it'll be a temporary boon, maybe, but I don't think it'll last, Kurt. And I think eventually cryptocurrency or blockchain technology, the idea is that it decentralizes and stuff like this. I'm convinced it's subject to hacking and subject to problems, and I'm convinced that if it ever really takes off enough, then government will never let it challenge real currency, Kurt. And what I find fascinating, the Patriots don't get this, but let me just explain this to you. If I start some company that tries to make you use gold and silver as real money, they'll probably attack me and say that I can't mimic the currency or I'm counterfeiting or something, right? And they'll shut me down. But these cryptocurrencies have been allowed to grow and to continue. You wonder why, don't you, Kurt? Why are they letting this happen? Because they know something you don't know, which is they'll have a backdoor to it, ladies and gentlemen. They'll have a way of controlling it. They just want you to believe it's the wild, wild west, the frontier, a new currency, only then to say, well, hey, we've moved ourselves off the dollar, the hegemony. Is that a word for hegemonous? Hegemony, Kurt? Is that a new word?
In this case, you should call it hedge of money. That would be the U.S. dollar.
You got the hedge of money from the hegemonious nation or whatever nation.
Hegemonious.
Yeah. Hegemonious nation. Okay. And all I'm telling you is that other countries are trying to circumvent it. So all they'll do eventually is say, hey, we don't need the Omero, the new global currency, or anymore. We'll just move to the, quote, cryptocurrency. After all the Patriots are begging for it. And they'll have a backdoor and a control. You think they're going to really let this thing flourish and take over, Kurt? We've really just went to the government. Hey, you guys don't have any control of the currency anymore. You really think that's going to happen? How foolish are you? It's like the guys that used to tell me, I'm about to take down the IRS.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck with that, folks. I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just saying, if you believe those kind of things, you're ignorant, man. They're not going to let the United States dollar go unless they have an appropriate replacement that they can control. And they'll move it global. So I pray for Wyoming. I hope they have some economic prosperity there. But I have a feeling it'll be short-lived. I'm not a fan of cryptocurrencies, ladies and gentlemen. All right, there's a school district in the news. And this is an example of my point, Kurt. They have ultimate control of so many things, it's beyond imagination. Mm-hmm. The insider trading just never ends.
Let's see, a school district. Yeah, okay. Yeah, good point. This one was a Worldnet Daily, you know, found it, but it sourced from what's called the state. I don't know what that is. But anyway,
the
headline
state,
reads.
Education-wise. See, the Republicans said they were going to get rid of education. You probably find out some of these guys on the inside trading block on this are Republicans, huh, Kurt?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. The headline reads, school district to buy ex-boards, board members' land at 7x value. Now, these are what you call golden parachutes, ladies and gentlemen. And they say Lexington 1 school district officials are defending a decision to buy nearly 55 acres of land from a former school board member at a price that's 7x the property's assessed value. Yeah. They say the board voted to purchase the land for $982,980. The land is valued at $144,440, according to county records. But, you know, Sam, when you're spending those tax dollars, I mean, it's a little easier to spend other people's money than your money, right?
Well, and it makes you think of the Beatles. I need a little help from my friends, right, Kurt?
Good point.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, very strange stuff. And this is the insider trading stuff we're talking about. Even if there's legitimacy behind some unique purchase for some reason, hey, the land, its proximity makes it, you know, even though on the record books it's appraised at this amount, but to us it's worth more because of these reasons. Even if you justify that, at what point do you say it erodes trust in the proper role of a limited government, Kurt?
Yeah, it just doesn't pass the smell test, Sam.
Yeah, or the stealing my dollars test either.
Yeah, good point.
All right, I guess a man armed with a pistol, Kurt, walked into an Oklahoma City restaurant, you know, last week or whatever. He opened fire. He wounded two customers. And then the headline says, before he was shot dead by a handgun-carrying civilian in the parking lot, cops say.
Yep.
Now, I'm horrified by someone walking into a restaurant and shooting people, and I pray for those who are shot.
Yeah, it messes up your whole dinner.
Hear that. It's like I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah.
I agree.
You can see why people might use the drive up, you know what I mean, in this case.
Well, that could be a drive by instead of a drive up, yeah, but I'm with you.
Point.
Yeah. Now, the problem or the benefit that I see here is the rest of the story, you don't hear much about this one. And the reason why is because it's sad that two customers got wounded, Kurt, and I feel horrible about that. However, the point here is that this guy had a murderous knot. And he was in the parking lot. He was a good, honest civilian. And he said, hey, whoa, wait a minute. Some whacked out, drug, taken freak went ballistic with his gun. He's delusionary. Stop him. And the Good Samaritan stopped them, Kurt. Let's talk about it on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So I'm pretty confident the guy was on psychotropic drugs. He grabbed his pistol, walked into an Oklahoma City restaurant, started firing, wounded a couple of people. Horrible. But the good news is, hey, another guy, good Samaritan with a handgun, a kill me not, said, hey, wait a minute, this guy's crazy. And he shot him dead and stopped the thug, Kurt. They don't want to tell you about this story. This is an example where the solution's right in your face. All you got to do is have more good guys with guns to stop the bad guys with guns, Kurt. Isn't it that simple?
Well, it's exactly right, Sam. And, the key point, the gun was either used, well, for evil in the first case, and then for good in the latter
case. And I'm sad that the murderer had to die too, Kurt.
Yes.
I'm not happy about that.
No.
I'm grateful for it, though.
Good.
Right? Because less innocent will die and that kind of stuff. And so, but there you go. We don't even need the cops to come in this case, Kurt. Now, by the way, when the cops come, they bring guns to bear for the good guys, too, oftentimes.
Yes, they do.
But I'm just telling you, more good guys with guns, the better. This guy just simply said, hey, wait a minute. This guy's going berserk. I'm going to grab my murderous knot and stop him. And he did just that. Where's the mainstream press to tell you the tale of good news, Kurt?
Yeah, there's just very few that are going to bring us up. And if I remember right, about the only place I saw it was basically when I went to, I think I saw it on Breitbart. But it's amazing when you look at Google and you put in Breitbart, for example. Here's what they tell you Breitbart is. It says, Breitbart News Network is a far right syndicated American news opinion and commentary website. So they call it far right. Now, if you put in CNN, is it going to say far left, Sam, do you think?
No.
Yeah, good point. It says cable news network is an American basic cable and satellite television news channel. It doesn't say anything about it being far left, far right, far whatever. It's just... it's an American basic cable. I mean, it's just there. You know what I mean?
Why are you surprised, Kurt?
No, I just think it's interesting to see, you know.
I agree with that.
Like, for example, you do it for WorldNet Daily. They say it's an American news and opinion website, online news aggregator, which has been described as fringe and far right, as well as politically conservative. So do you see any of that when you look up CNN? You know?
Of course not. That's right. But they're a whacked out extremist liberal left backed into communism agenda site, Kurt, and promoting that. And I mean, Donald called them some of the worst people in the world and all that kind of stuff. But hey, who's counting, right? Not only that, they've been caught retracting and dishonest over and over and over and over and over. All right, I guess we're going to go talk about turkeys. It's not even Thanksgiving, but it is the country of turkey, Kurt.
Turkey, turkey, turkey. Let's see. I'm trying to remember that turkey story.
They got a currency meltdown going over there.
Oh,
maybe they need to get into crypto, okay, Kurt.
Well, or maybe they need to get into honest money, Sam.
Well, they don't have a lot that requires honest money over there like we do, Kurt.
Well, I know, but they could still, I mean, you know, it's the old story about somebody else using our Constitution, and the other guy said, well, they might as well use it. We don't.
Good point.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? But in
and
Turkey,
if they want
yeah,
to
that's...
embrace the economics best engine ever on display, then they could do that, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. Wall Street Journal's got the piece, and it says basically, we're not talking about, well, we're not talking Turkey, but we are talking the country of Turkey. Yeah, the headline, Turkey's currency meltdown, investors flee the lira amid Erdogan's, that's the big shot over there, political central banking. They're plagued with one of the same diseases so many countries have, Sam. You see what it is? Central banking. Wow. Too bad. It happens in Turkey, happens in Argentina, happens in America. I mean, it's just like the plague, huh?
Yeah, but what do you expect, Kurt?
I know. Great point, Sam.
All right. Anyway, I guess political central banking at the mix here. I thought the banking wasn't political, yeah. Kurt.
Yeah, right. For sure, Sam.
No, I just, you know, I mean, they tell me that it's not a political thing, and that in fact, that's why the Federal Reserve is so private, is that they wanted to take the politics out of it and keep it kind of separate from Congress. All right. Well, don't worry. Let's move to United Airlines, Kurt.
All right, Sam. Let's see. The United Airlines story. I'm just.
You had two separate headlines from United Airlines, Kurt.
Oh, that's right. I think I remember most of this. The United Airlines boys, okay, one of them is the CEO says, no regrets cutting ties with the NRA. Hey, was personal.
Yeah, well, you got to get on your mic, though. It was personal, ladies and gentlemen.
There's going to be a bunch of people that are going to cut ties with United Airlines because it's kind of personal to them when
yeah,
they do
like
stuff
me,
like
Kurt.
This. Aim into that, Sam.
And you?
You
we're
going to
not
one.
Fly United anymore. We'll just fly another airline.
Yeah. And, you know, that's basically their big shot there, the CEO.
Personally, I want to go on one of the Chamber Airlines, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. Smith & Wesson Airlines. So you got United Airlines. The CEO there, his name is Oscar Munoz. And he expressed no regrets for cutting ties with the NRA. He stressed the decision to do so was personal during the United Continental Holdings Incorporated's annual meeting. That's the holding company for United Airlines. He described the decision as personal. And he was asked, I guess somebody at the meeting asked him why United took a position that ran the risk of alienating, that is, every gun owner and or pro-Second Amendment citizen in America. Now, Bloomberg reports that Munoz responded by saying, sir, it wasn't political. It was personal with regard to my family at United. He explained that one of the individuals killed in the Parkland school shooting was the daughter of United Airlines pilot. He added, that's why we made the decision. We aren't here to make political conversation or strike political debate. We're here to serve customers. Well, what about the customers that believe in the Second Amendment, Mr. Munoz?
Wow. Well, I find it interesting, too, Kurt, when you look at this story. The United Airlines continues corporate America's love affair with Democrats and their hatred of President Trump. Yeah, that's kind of an interesting twist, too. This is more than just, I don't know what you call it, the battle over the NRA, Kurt. This is a broader battle. The NRA is just one kind of component to that, right?
Well, and you see this so many times. Like, do you remember that Iraq story, Sam, or was it Iran? I think it was Iran, where they gave them like $150 billion. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the president, they had to fly over and exchange, you know, basically get cash, like
well, they had to send out cash, and then they had to exchange it in a different country and reload it onto other planes, and they had to do all these things to circumvent all the laws in America, Kurt.
Yeah, yeah, and this is all part of, you know, transparency and stuff like that.
Well, no one's really talking about Brock going to prison over that, Kurt.
No, no. But Brock's going to get a TV show. And what happened, yeah, that's right, Netflix. But they got this deal done so that their buddies, you know, guys like Boeing and Airbus, and well, anyway, the people that would contribute to them could, well, possibly make some special business arrangements out of that $150 billion, you know. But that's what we see. It happens on both sides of the aisle, ladies and gentlemen. Don't kid yourself. I guess United Airlines announced the hiring of President Obama's former press secretary, Josh Earnest, as the company's new spokesman. They say United alone, well, they're not alone among its big airline brethren when it comes to doling out big bucks to Obama and Clinton alums.
Well, what do you expect? They vote their money where their mouth is, Kurt. Tell them right now.
And they say the United, Delta, and American Airlines backed since 2015 Partnership for Open Skies. That's paid millions to the firms of Democrat heavyweights to lobby the Trump administration. So,
sounds kind of like the Mexican Mafia, Kurt.
Well, good point, Sam. Yeah, and the Mexican Mafia is alive and well, right?
Yeah, they say Mexican Mafia run jail crime like an illegal government.
Right?
Well, hey, you can donate whatever you want, whoever you want, anytime, regardless of all the laws and stuff. How is it different, Kurt?
Well, right. This is especially, apparently, it's not just, you know, south of the border where the Mexican Mafia works things, but apparently this one is happening in the Los Angeles area as well. Where did it first come from? But anyway, you know, basically, imagine the Mexican Mafia running crime, you know, kind of being involved in crime.
Hey, Kurt, are you more scared of the Mexican Mafia or the United States FBI?
Well, that's a great point. They say the L.A. county jails are run by the sheriff, but the Mexican Mafia wields the power in the underworld behind bars. No kidding, Sam. Surprise, surprise.
All right. Anything else on this Mexican Mafia runs jail crime like an illegal government? I mean, I have a hard time telling who's who in these discussions, Kurt.
Well, yeah. I mean, who's the bad guys? I mean, you just got to remember, ladies and gentlemen, there are bad guys and good guys. I don't care what color of the rainbow they might be.
Amen. You also got to remember, too, that we support the good guys, though. We support, and let's be clear, we support the proper role of constitutional limited government, replete with its checks and balances. We support honest elections. We support honest money. We support the good guys doing good things to create stability and safety. The whole purpose is to protect life, liberty, and property, and we support that proper role of government, Kurt, including the necessary, you know, fundraising or taxation to carry that mission out. It would be very narrow in scope, very small in vision, but it does need to exist. We support that, Kurt, and for those who tell you the contrary, they're lying. And so, you know, hey, I just have a hard time knowing who the good guys are and the bad guys are when we do so many unconstitutional things violating the supreme law. It's hard for me to know who the good guys are and the bad guys are oftentimes. Right? Are the Mexican drug cartels or the Mexican mafia, are they the bad guys when the United States government literally armed them in Fast and Furious? Who's the good guys and the bad guys in that deal, huh? There you have it. Hour
Tough
one in the can.
Sam.
Amen to that. Hour two coming up. Hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips. I got a shocking revelation. It might border on speculation slightly, but I'll break down what's fact and fiction at this point, and we'll go from there, okay? Hang tight. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live. Our websites, if you want to donate, libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com. Oh, there's free radio there as well. So, you know what? If you believe we provide value for you, reciprocate, please. For Sam and Kurt, we declare, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.